good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Sitting here with me today is Richard Burkham, Mayor for the Town of Rome Lake, who will be chatting with us about two significant developments at the most recent Town Council meeting on August 8th regarding the municipality's participation in a new daycare pilot project and the salaries of the Rome Lake first responders. So Richard, can you please start off by telling us about this daycare pilot project? What is the initiative exactly? Was it a project that was launched on part of the provincial government?
That is correct, Taylor. It's last year we received a communique from the provincial government, I believe all municipalities in Quebec, where there was a big absence of daycares. If we had any space that could be available to accommodate a small daycare. So we had discussed it, and then we passed a resolution at the last council meeting to say, yes, we believe in the pilot project, in your request. We would like to see if it's acceptable, what we have to offer, because this is all conditional to the government accepting it.
Yes. Why did the municipality decide to participate? How will it benefit the community here?
Well, it benefits the community because in the last couple of years, 3 years, let's say, especially since COVID, the requests that we get for daycares, where can they send their children, their new families that have arrived? Like in my development, there's two or three families that have come in and they all have two children each. Some go to school, some have to go to daycare. But I mean, other areas of town of Rome Lake also, the new families arriving. So this would certainly help, you know, to assist the working families that need space, you know, for their child, instead of traveling either to Callanville or Bromont, or some even had to go to Waterloo or Granby. So that's a big trip every day and back and forth, you know what I mean, and two trips in one day to pick up your child, drop them off, and pick them up. So, it's going to be very beneficial to the young families.
And it also encourages other families to come here. Like, if you have these services, it's definitely going to be something that people look for if they consider moving to the town of Rome Lake.
That's right. They always, young families especially, I mean, they look at what the town can give in community life, you know what I mean? It could be the day camps for their children, which we have, you know, we have the Lions Park, we have a lot of programs for children, and the water park here, and things like that, and the medical clinic here. They always take things like that into consideration, the access availability of these services.
Yeah, and it's another service that will help meet the needs of families here in the municipality.
Yes, that's correct.
And so does the municipality have a building or a location already in mind for this daycare pilot project?
Yes, we have a room, a locale in the basement of the community center on Victoria Street, which was being used by, they say, les ados. They're like teenagers, but it was only used a couple of hours, one afternoon a week, for 2 hours. So this would be used 5 days a week. There's a separate entrance and from the back into the basement there. So it can be well controlled, very secure. I think it would be a great place. There's only going to be 12 spaces, and I think 4 out of the 12 would be for children that are 18 months and under, and there will be 2 people working that will be educators there. So we're going to send that criteria to the government, and if they accept it, then, and we've already sent out a request that people on our website, if people want to apply now, apply. We don't guarantee this. Remember, this is only a pilot project. So we will go from there, and then we'll see how the government accepts it or not. And if they accept it, then it's a go.
And if it's a go, you were mentioning to me before how you plan on carrying it out for a couple of years, depending on how successful it is.
Yes, that's right. It's a pilot project for 2 or 3 years, I believe it is. So once we commit to it, I mean, it's going to stay there for 2 years or 3 years, then reconsider if the need is still there for it. It'll continue. If not, if there's bigger space, like Passerelle des Mousses is expanding, but that's not for another year or whatever, that will be finished or completed. So maybe when that's done, there won't be a need for this here. at our community center. So, but we'll judge that when the time comes.
Okay. And regarding the salaries of the first responders, I know that these incredible individuals that play a very important role here in our community volunteer their time to help save lives in the town of Brome Lake. So can you speak to us a little bit about the changes that were made regarding their salaries? What exactly were these changes, and in comparison to the former financial structure as well?
Well, I'm going to go back a couple of years when we gave them a raise from $45 to $50 for a whole 12-hour shift, and they weren't paid for any calls. They were paid just for the shift. If they had five calls in a 12-hour shift, they got paid $50. Their commitment was neighbors helping neighbors, and they loved doing what they were doing, but I felt that they should, back close to 2 years ago, I felt they should be compensated more, because this is really a volunteer service, and I wanted to make it more like a part-time. So we passed at the last council meeting to pay them $23 an hour per call, which would be 3 hours minimum for that one call. And if they got another call outside of those 3 hours, they would be paid another 3 hours. So they could be, let's say they could end up on a 12-hour shift being paid for four calls if they all came in right after the 3 hours finished on the previous call. So I think it's a great initiative on part of the town and the elected officials. It was a no-brainer for us, and I spoke with Denny Valancourt because we're partners with Wes Bolton and the first responders, and his words was, it's a no-brainer. We'll go along with that 100%, Richard. We put that in force, and that will be, that started August the 1st.
And you met with the first responders as well, I believe, right, to consult them about these changes?
Yes, that's correct. I met them a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday night, right after the council meeting, actually. The day after, and explained that to them, and they were very happy, and as they said, being recognized for their service, but we do recognize them for the service. You know, most of their, over 50% of their calls are life and death situations for the patient. This is very critical, you know what I mean, for us, who's an aging population, also in town of Brome Lake, 32% or more are 65 years or older. So when you have close to 1/3 of your population, 65 and over, first responders, doctors, everything becomes a real necessity.
Yes, and how do you hope that these change in salaries will benefit the first responders and the community as well, and the type of work that they do here?
Well, it's going to benefit the first responders, first of all, with, you know, being paid, compensated for their loyal and devotion to the citizens of town of Brome Lake. As I said before, their motto on their truck is, on the vehicle, is neighbors helping neighbors. And so I'm very, and the citizens are more than happy about it. They don't, that was a, it's like the police, you know, fire. I mean, this is an essential service to the town, and we made it a priority service to show them that, and it is a priority.
And it may encourage others to maybe get involved too, and to...
Yeah.
Get to join the team.
Yeah, that's right. It's great to see that they did all these years being paid what they were paid. So it shows their loyal and devotion.
Yes.
To helping the citizens of town of Brome Lake, or even tourists that could be injured in a car accident. They're going to be helping them, you know. So just helping people that are in need. That's the main thing, and they did.
Awesome. I wasn't sure if there's anything else that you wanted to mention, Richard, about those two decisions that were made at the council meeting.
I think there's one thing I forgot to mention. There's a lot, some of the first responders do a lot of the shifts because others aren't available. This might be more of an initiative. They're already trained to take more shifts and alleviate the strain from a few of the others, give them a break. So with this, there would be...
Well, thank you so much, Richard. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.